Hello, and welcome back to the History of the British Isles podcast. This is episode 41, Dynastic Disputes. Welcome back to the show. This time we'll be covering the continued supremacy of the descendants of Merfyn Finch, why I was amazed by the cooperation of the Sons of Rhodri, English interference and intensifying Viking raids. Before we get into all that though, I'd like to remind you all to follow me on Twitter, where I'm at BritishHistPod, and join the community Discord server. The links to both of those will be in the episode's description. Also, please do consider donating to my Patreon for early episodes, transcripts, and access to special episode polls. As this is a challenging time, I'd also like to encourage you to support organisations trying to deal with the ramifications of COVID-19, whether that is a food bank or the Red Cross. I'd even go as far to say it's a better use of your spare money than donating to my Patreon. Anyways, let us now begin with the episode. The early 10th century was a peaceful time in Wales. The Viking raids had become less frequent and the Anglo-Saxons were busy pushing the Vikings out of the Danelaw. This left Wales without much going on, instead of this leading to, as we have seen previously, attacking each other, the Welsh kingdoms focused on consolidating their power. However, the peace could only last so long. In 916, Æthelflæd, Lady of the Mercians, invaded Brycheiniog. However, this wasn't a war of conquest. Instead, Æthelflæd was likely trying to discourage expansion by Gwynedd and Dyhubarth by, you know, occupying where they would have expanded into. In either 918 or 921, and you'll see why there's confusion in a bit, the joint kings of Dyhubarth, Hywel and Slydog, as well as King Idwal Firle of Gwynedd, submitted to Edward the Elder, the erstwhile King of Wessex. Now, here comes the confusion. In all the sources I can find, Slydog died in 920. Did his ghost submit to Edward? Well, probably not. Wikipedia, ever my last line of defence, claims the submission was in 918. However, the one book I have which mentions the submission claims 921. The book is a more reliable self, but it in itself says Slydog died in 920. I'm going to leave you with both dates. I'd favour 918, but it's only really on Wikipedia, so take it with a grain of salt. Anyways, Edward the Elder died in 924 to be succeeded by Æthelstan. If you can remember back to our episodes in England, it's Æthelstan who forms England, so this is a big change. In the same year, Idwal Firle, King of Gwynedd, orchestrated a revolt in Chester. The Anglo-Saxons seem to have been quick in putting this down, but it led to a straining of the alliance between Idwal and Æthelstan. In 921, the alliance got strained even further. Æthelred asked all the Welsh kings to submit to him. However, only Hywel, King of Dyhubarth, and Owain, King of Gwynedd, seemed to have actually turned up. Idwal, it seems, was even openly hostile to the English. Imagine that, organising a grand show of power and only have two people actually submit. Æthelstan was not going to take the insult to his power lying down. Instead, William of Malmesbury records, he invaded Gwynedd and temporarily deposed Idwal before allowing him to come back on suitably humiliating terms. As well as this, William tells us that Æthelstan demanded large tribute payments from the Welsh. As well as taking their money, Æthelstan also required the Welsh kings to regularly visit his court. Among the kings, Hywel seems to have been viewed as the most important at the English court, especially in relation to his troublesome cousin in Gwynedd. Hywel seems to have quite enjoyed the lack of a need for war, at least in the 920s. In 929, he even used the peace as an opportunity to go on pilgrimage to Rome. It's likely he was one of, if not the, first Welsh king to do this. It's possible Hywel was also pro-English in trying to emulate Alfred the Great. As we'll get to, Hywel was possibly also the first Welsh king to write down his own legal code. We'll talk about this more later, but suffice it to say this was a very English thing to do and not common in Wales. However, Hywel may have just been pragmatic in staying loyal to England. He could have just accepted Æthelstan's power and didn't want to risk losing his lands if he rocked the boat too much. This line of thinking is aided when, in 937, Æthelstan beat a Breton and Viking coalition at the Battle of Brunanburh and decided to weaken his grip on Wales. Hywel then stopped showing up at the English court. Basically, Hywel wasn't going to grovel at Æthelstan's feet if he didn't have to. Hywel isn't even mentioned at the court of Æthelstan's successor, Edmund, so no matter what, he wasn't unconditionally pro-English. Further, it seems Edmund may have been unable to insert his power over Wales. The local rulers simply didn't cooperate. This didn't mean Edmund was completely removed from Welsh affairs. In 942, Idwal launched an attack on England before being killed in battle along with his brother Elise. Hywel took advantage of this and the subsequent power vacuum to invade and conquer Gwynedd. Following on from this, Hywel conquered Brycheiniog in 944. In a matter of 2 years, Wales had gone from peacefully divided to almost completely united under a resurgent Dhubarth. Hywel also seems to have been the first Welsh monarch to mint his own coins, which shows a degree of power only achieved by fully united Scotland 100 years later. Now, this may seem weird to you. Weren't coins used since ancient Egypt? Well, the fall of Rome led to a lack of trade and technology across Europe. Minting coins so you could trade with kingdoms far away and had the power to afford precious metals involved making coins in a somewhat large scale. Anyways, the Welsh monarchs reappeared at the English court for the coronation of Edmund's successor, Edred. In 946, Edred, as you'll remember from our series in England, was the king to finally end the series of rebellion in York and fully unite England. This means that England could finally get involved in Welsh affairs again. And get involved they did. Edred got the submission of all the Welsh kings to his overlordship in 949, bringing us back to the state of affairs we had with Alfred or Edward the Elder. In the same year, Hywel, conqueror of Brycheiniog and Gwynedd, died. He was given an epithet unique among all the Welsh kings, Da, meaning good. It seems that after the conquest of Brycheiniog, Hywel's reign was peaceful. Later chroniclers tell us Hywel used the time to concern himself with legal reforms. Supposedly, Hywel summoned a council of important noblemen to discuss how to reform the law. Traditionally, Welsh law was largely customary and not centrally controlled by any monarch. Obviously, this brings the story of later chroniclers into question. However, I'll go through it and tell you why it probably wasn't true later. Anyways, Hywel got a council of 12 noblemen and a representative of the church to compile a law code, which Hywel promulgated. The reason I'd say this isn't true is that we don't actually have any surviving copies of the law code or any primary evidence. As well as this, it wasn't something you really did in Wales, as I just touched on. On the death of Hywel, the sons of the former king of Gwynedd, Idwal, Iago, Idwal, Iuf, Rodri and Murig, reclaimed Gwynedd. Hywel's sons, Owen, Rodri and Edwin, weren't willing to accept the loss of Gwynedd and marched up with their army to reconquer it. In a reversal of fate, the subsequent battle was won by the sons of Idwal. This was likely due to them having the support of the local nobility. What's more, in 952, Iago and Idwal raided into the heartland of Dhubarth. Hywel's former hegemony had been totally destroyed. 2 years later, in 954, Gwynedd rubbed Dhubarth's face in the ground again and beat them in another battle. This brought the conflict between the rival branches of the descendants of Rodri to an end, at least for now. Down in Dhubarth, following the death of Rodri and Edwin, Owain was left as the sole ruler. He turned his attention from the powerful Gwynedd to the weaker Glamorgan. He raided it in 960 and started a slow conquest that would lead to the Gower Peninsula being incorporated into Dhubarth by the end of the 10th century. From around this raid onwards, Owain appears to have been incapacitated. At the very least, he gave command of his armies to his elder son, Enan. In 983, King Hywel of Gwynedd invaded Dohubarth with the help of the Ealdorman of Mercia, Elfhere. Enan seems to have been more capable than his father, and was able to repel the Anglo-Saxons in Gwynedd. However, it seems his army was weakened by the campaign. This reduced his power base, and in 984, Enan was killed by the noblemen of Gwent. This left the control of the armies of Dohubarth in the hands of his younger brother, Maedad. In 988, Maedad would succeed to the throne of Dohubarth on the death of Owen. Now, let's turn our attention to Gwynedd. In 968, Rhodri, one of Idwald's sons, died while in Anglesey. A power struggle ensued between the remaining brothers. By 969, Iago had assumed sole control of Gwynedd. However, he wouldn't be able to enjoy his newfound powers for long. In the early 970s saw Viking attacks on northern Wales increase. The Vikings may have even been attempting to conquer Gwynedd in its entirety. This was, as we have heard over the course of our narrative, unheard of in Wales, and would explain why, in 973, Iago went to meet with King Edgar of England along with many other kings bordering the Irish Sea at Chester. Here, Iago agreed to an alliance to defend against the Vikings with the other rulers. As you would expect, Edgar also made himself leader of the alliance, because when are the English not going to impose their overlordship over their neighbours? However, allying the King of England couldn't even make Iago secure on the throne. In 974, his nephew, Hywel ab Uth, raised an army and drove Iago out of Gwynedd. Iago was able to return, but only as joint monarch. Hywel wasn't done beating up his uncle yet, though. In 979, Hywel attacked Slynog IV Monastery, which was central to Iago's power base. In doing this, Hywel was supported by the Ealdorman of Mercia, who would later help him in his failed attack on Dohubarth, Elfhere. In 979, Hywel forced out Iago once and for all and became sole king. Iago's son, Custain, allied Godfrey Haraldsson, the Viking chief on the Isle of Man, to avenge his father and reclaim Gwynedd. Hywel defeated and killed Custain in battle on Anglesey. This connects us up to where we saw Gwynedd in our Dohubarth narrative. In 983, Hywel would ally Elfhere to attack Dohubarth and subsequently be repelled. In 985, Hywel's erstwhile ally, Ealdorman Elfhere of Mercia, would attack Gwynedd and kill him. Hywel was succeeded by his brother, Cadwallon. In a reversal of fate, 1 year later, in 986, Maedad, King of Dohubarth, invaded Gwynedd and killed Cadwallon. He then annexed Gwynedd, bringing Dohubarth up to the same level of its power as it had been under Hywel Dda. However, this state of affairs wouldn't last long. A year later, Godfrey Haraldsson, the same Viking who helped Custennin, invaded Anglesey and forced Maedad to retreat back to Dohubarth and Ceredigion. Godfrey got up to the same standard Viking stuff as we've seen before. He ravished and took captives. In 988, the Vikings raided into the heartlands of Dohubarth. Maedad was forced to pay a tribute to Godfrey to get him to go away in 989. He spent the next few years rebuilding his power before at least partially reconquering Gwynedd in 991. Also in 991, he attacked the kingdom of Maes. He failed to stop expansion into it by the English, as Æthelflaed had done with Vercingetorix, stopped Dohubarth from expanding at the beginning of the episode. It's likely that, at this point, Maedad was dominant in both southern and northern Wales. However, in 992, Maedad's nephew, Edwin, raided Ceredigion, Dyfed and Gower with an English army. It seems Maedad was able to resist Edwin's attack, and we don't see him again in any Welsh chronicle. However, he was likely given control of a client state in Herefordshire by the English. Likely thinking his position was secure, Maedad invaded Glamorgan and conquered it. However, it seems this left Maedad overextended. The sons of Muirig, one of the original brothers who reasserted Gwynedd's independence, attacked Gwynedd. Maedad lost the subsequent battle and only barely escaped back to Dohubarth. This saw a final conclusion to his domination of Northern Wales, and Mair Dud would die as Mayor King of Dhubarth in 999. Although he would die, Mair Dud did temporarily reassert Dhubarth's dominance of Wales. To me, Mair Dud leaves me feeling blank. He won when it really mattered, but never really followed through. I describe him as good, but not great. However, I leave you to make your own decisions about him. Tweet or email me if you want me to feature your particular view on the show. Thank you all for listening, and I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you did, please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts or wherever else you found it. Also, please consider following me on Twitter and joining the community Discord server. A big thank you to all my patrons, in particular my $10 Alderman tier patron Anita Gardoni. The special episode was supposed to come out this week. I even had it recorded, but I didn't think it was up to scratch. Instead, you'll get that in the coming weeks. If you want to join my illustrious crowd of patrons, the link will, as always, be in the description. With that, goodbye!